Environmentalists hope the state will extend net metering rates for solar before time runs out. Net metering gives people with solar panels credits for any excess energy that they deliver to the grid. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, that was the topic of Friday's Renewable Energy Day event.
4 years ago, Indiana passed a law to slowly decrease the amount solar customers get for energy they generate, from the higher retail rate to the lower wholesale rate. Solar advocates say the law makes solar less affordable for homeowners and stifles job growth in the state's solar industry. Lawmakers plan to look into the role of rooftop solar as part of a state energy task force, but won't finalize their recommendations until after higher net metering rates expire.
And so my bill would extend net metering so we can see what the recommendations will be.
That's Democratic Senator Shelley Yoder. Her bill is one of three in this year's legislative session that would either extend those rates by a few years or amend part of the law that allows utilities to phase down those rates earlier. Yoder urged attendees at Renewable Energy Day to contact their legislators and ensure her bill gets a hearing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.